So I was thinking about something specific, and I thought maybe I should just do a little ramble because I'm doing a series right now about my personal kinks, and then I thought maybe this one should just be a separate ramble of its own. And this is my thoughts about dirty talk and all the bad words in English versus my native language. And yeah, I'm not sure if I'm putting the name of the language in the text. If not, feel free to guess right now which language that could be. Yeah, so time's up. It's German. And yeah, I was just thinking about what the different languages are good for and what I like and I dislike about them. And yeah, I recently started to notice something which is probably heavy influenced by this part of the internet, which is that I seem to prefer sexual talk in English now. And I'm sure that this is something that can be changed or that can be different with different partners. And yeah, but I feel like that English has a very different tone to it. And maybe it's about the melody, or maybe also for me it's not that familiar than my native language, of course, so it's always a bit special, but I feel like it sounds more smooth maybe. And I was just thinking about sexual dirty talk words compared in English and in German, and some of them I feel like talking dirty in English is so much more, it for me it's easier because those words don't feel cringy, versus some words in German just feel so weird that it's hard for me to say them in a sexual setting sometimes. So first there is dick and cock. That's something that sounds really normal to me now. And I don't feel weird saying it. But so the unsexualized way of saying it is the same in German as in English. So penis translates to penis. But if you're saying something more dirty, like cock or dick, then in German, yeah, it gets weird. It's Schwanz, which translates to tail. And then there are words that, yeah, have the same energy as saying pee-pee. Schniedel oder Pimmel And those are not sexual at all. Like, yeah. Like, saying pee-pee is not really sexual. Maybe in an DDLG, or maybe more LBMD? Is that the mommy dom little boy? Must be M. Yeah. Then maybe pee-pee can be sexualized. But yeah, I feel like there is a lack of good, sexy, powerful words that don't feel like, yeah, you're talking as a 5-year-old or as someone just really cringy. So yeah, there's that. I think Schwanz is the way to say it most often. And it's okay, but it's not, yeah, it doesn't have the same energy as cock or dick for me. Yeah, then what else? There are a lot of wonderful words for female genitalia in English. And in German, yeah, I feel like it's pretty narrow for me. I really don't know most of the time how I should refer to my genitalia in German when talking sexual talk. Because I don't want to use medical words like vulva or Scheide, which is somewhat similar to slit, maybe. Slit would be Schlitz, and you don't really say that, but yeah. Scheide is, if you really translate it, I don't know the word, but it's the thing that you put your sword in. So that is really funny, actually. Thinking about that, it gets a bit more dirty, actually. But yeah, there is one word that is really sexual, and it has some BDSM energy to it, I find. But sometimes it feels too hard for a setting where you would normally say in English maybe pussy. So a lot of Germans have just borrowed pussy, because there's not really a soft, kinky, or soft, dirty word for it. And the hard, kinky word is Fotze, which is, I like it. I really like it. Yeah, it has, it smacks. Yeah, it has some, it reminds me of saying cunt, which is really hard too. And Germans really are good with all the consonants, so there's that Fotze. But other than that, and if you want to be a bit more gentle, so if you're cuddling with your girlfriend you want to say that she has a wonderful pussy, you can't say, oh, du hast so eine wunderschöne Fotze. It's just too much. Maybe you can say that if you are a couple that talks like that. Which is, hits home, actually. But yeah, not always. It's you don't always want to say something that hard. So, but enough bashing. and maybe to the potential of German. As I said, I think we have a lot of consonant hard words, and yeah, that's funny because I don't think that the cliche of German being a hard language per se is true, because if I speak soft and normally, also wenn ich jetzt einfach ganz normal rede, then it sounds, yeah, I feel like it doesn't sound that hard. Man kann auch ganz weich reden und ganz freundlich klingen und liebevoll. And it doesn't sound like, yeah, Hitler, which is, yeah, sadly is something that a lot of people seem to think Germans are speaking like, which they are not. But there is this potential to sound hard and badass, and I think that's that's the reason for the whole Germans are the evil people in movies, just like Russians are, which is probably a bit more based in Cold War, actually, but other than that, Germans and Russians both can speak pretty hard and badass. And if you are pronouncing words like that, or using your voice and your language like that, then you can sound pretty hard and harsh. Fick deine Fotze wund is something that, so I fuck your, not pussy, I fuck your cunt raw, maybe. Yeah, sounds powerful to me. And this is when German dirty talk works for me. Also, swear words. Boah is something like wow, and just I just said it without wanting to say it, but swear words is just such a hard word. But yeah, those words, curses, are good in German, I think, because yeah, just like Fotze, they have a lot of smack and power. But there are also English words that have a lot of power, so maybe that's just in the nature of swearing. So if you want to really humiliate someone or just say some bad words to them. Okay, I'll just take some words in English and then say them in German, and then we can, we both can think about how they do in each language and what sounds better or more fitting. So, the first one is slut, which sounds great. I like it. It has, just sounds like slut. And in German it's Schlampe. And I feel like slut is much more sharp, and Schlampe, it hasn't the same sharpness. So Schlampe, it's okay, but slut feels better to me. And sounds a bit more sexy to me. Then there are two that are pretty similar, which is whore and hure. Yeah, Hor is a bit hard to pronounce for German speakers, so Hure goes much easier, but I don't really have a preference with this too. Then there's idiot, which in German is idiot, and idiot, and idiot, not idiot, but idiot. Once again, I like the English one a bit more, because it feels like it flows a bit more. But that could just be me. Then, so fucktoy, there is not the one-to-one translation to it, but the best translation for it in Germany would be Fickstück. So fucktoy and Fickstück, fuck is fick, and toy is not really Stück, because Stück is more like a thing. So fuck thing. Stück is really a piece of something. So you would take a Stück Fleisch, a piece of meat, which is also something you can say to someone. You are a piece of meat or ein Stück Fleisch. So Fickstück, is really maybe more of a fuck thing, piece, object. I think both of them have the same power. Then cum slut? I don't think that there is a German word for it. Cum. So cum is sperma. So sperm. You just say sperma, because there's not really a another word for it. There are words to say to the liquids that are coming about people coming out of people in a sexual act. But these are feeling so cringy to me. I don't know. So you can say Saft, which is juice. But no, it doesn't feel good. So there it starts for me to get difficult, because I don't really feel good about saying words like that, because they don't turn me on. So sperma has something, has a sound like in a medical exam for me. Which can also be a sexual thing. Everything can be, rule 34. Pretty much, actually, because I really like the doctor stuff. But other than that, sperma just feels a bit unsexual. But again, there's not really something better. And cum feels superior to me, because it's short and it refers to an orgasm, and I like it. Funny that in English and in German, it's the same if you say someone comes, even though you write it different in English. Come and come are not written the same. As in German, you say kommen and kommen, which is written the same. So you get this funny effect that if you say, for example, sie kommen zu zweit, they come together, could be, so could mean they come to the party together, or it could mean they have an orgasm together. And so that can happen in English too with come and come, but not in written English. But in German, in written German, it can happen because kommen and kommen, come and come are written the same. And I really like that. And I read a lot of sentences in which it could be a different meaning. Yeah, I think there are much more, and I just think that there's enough for now, and I hope that someone found this interesting enough to hear until the end, which would make me really happy, because that means that you actually found it interesting. I find it interesting, but it's not that sexual compared to most of the stuff posted on here. And also most of the stuff that I make or listen to. So thank you for listening until now. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this and your experiences with either English, German, or other languages. And yeah, I wish you a wonderful rest of the day, and hear you in the next one.